USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congressional leaders struck an agreement with the White House to deliver more than $480 billion in aid to small businesses and hospitals. This is the latest effort by the federal government to help those economically impacted by the coronavirus. Republicans, including House Minority Leader from California, say it's about time.
There is a deal that is done, but we didn't have to be here. We waited 2 weeks ago. We said this money was going to run out.
McCarthy blames Democrats, including Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, for delaying a bill.
Nancy Pelosi has stopped it. Thursday we'll get the new unemployment numbers. That's going to be Pelosi's unemployment. She did not have to do this. This is a program that worked better than any program we've seen.
The bill could be on President Trump's desk as early as Thursday. President Trump currently meeting at the White House with New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As the price of oil continues to collapse, President Trump says this is a great time to fill our reserves. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
And based on the record low price of oil that you've been seeing, it's at a level that's very interesting to a lot of people. We're filling up our national petroleum reserves, strategic, you know, the strategic reserves.
President Trump at the White House daily coronavirus briefing addressing the price of oil, which crashes to a historic low of -$37 a barrel.
We're looking to put as much as 75 million barrels into the reserves themselves. That would top it out. That would be first time in a long time it's been topped out. We'd get it for the right price.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
A look at your final numbers on Wall Street. A rough day as the Dow lost 631 points to finish at 23,019. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The United States is continuing to monitor intelligence that North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un may have fallen seriously ill after a surgical procedure. South Korea says it's not been able to corroborate the information. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien on Fox News on what he knows regarding Kim Jong-un.
As you know, North Korea is a very closed society. There's not a free press there. They're parsimonious with the information that they provide about many things, including the health of Kim Jong-un. So we're monitoring those developments closely. People should know that we have a great intelligence community. We've got a lot of watchmen on the towers during this coronavirus crisis, making sure that America is safe, whether it's from the virus or from adversaries abroad. So we're keeping a close eye on developments in North Korea, as we are in other parts of the world.
President Trump suspending all immigration to the United States due to the coronavirus pandemic. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
The suspension of all immigration is being viewed also as an effort to save as many jobs as possible for Americans. Immigration attorney Paul Aviv Adawasia says many immigrants are skilled workers that could help restore the U.S. economy.
This is not about protecting. This is a time where you want to make things right so that companies do well and economically see less of a struggle, not to just leave them without the right skills and the skilled workers that are essential to those businesses.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.